Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. And y'all, I know it has been like a whole month since I have posted a new episode. Y'all, I've just been super busy, and I'm sorry. It was like every time I tried to record, it was just, things kept popping up, and I just couldn't find the time. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all been asking where I am and everything, but one of the main reasons why I haven't been able to record was because I was moving. So, on top of moving, you know, I have to work, which is a full-time job, and I'm still in school, and even though, like, you know, everyone else is out of school, I'm not. I'm about to be, though. Almost done. So, I'm just going to go ahead and get over with. But, yeah. So, like, I'm trying to work, do school, and then move on my off days and everything. And it's just, you know, a lot. But I'm here. I have, you know, moved in. Am I completely unpacked yet? No. That's going to take me forever just because I have a lot of stuff. But, yeah. Y'all, I'm sorry, I just been busy. Hope everyone, you know, has been having a good time on this floating planet, you know, that we're on. Obviously, a lot of things have happened, and there has been a lot of things I want to talk about. But y'all, there's something I have to get off my chest because it's irritating the hell out of me, and I know a lot of people can relate. And today's episode is just going to be talking about how HR don't do shit. Let's just put it that way. HR doesn't want to do anything. And I've been at multiple jobs where serious things have occurred and they don't handle it. Not just for me, but I'm talking about for other people. And I just know for a fact they don't. I mean, I've been in management and people are looking at me like, why can't I do something? But that at the end of the day, a lot of the stuff I didn't have control of. And I understand the frustration. I really do. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So y'all buckle up because this is going to be like a whole, I guess, a year's worth of shit that I gotta tell y'all about. But yeah, so let's get into it. So before I tell y'all, I'm going to just go ahead and describe some of the two key players in this, because everything I'm going to tell you in this description is going to play a part in this whole situation. Now, Jay, he is the main one. He is 32. He is a biracial male. He is black and white, and he converted to Islam at some point in time, like, I would say in the last 10 years, if that. He is married, not even 10 years. I would say the last 5 years at the most. He has been married to his wife Islamically for the past 2 years. She recently just became legal, so I guess they're going to eventually get married and sign the paper or whatever. But at this point in time, while everything is happening, they're only Islamically married. His best friend is Kay. And he is a white man with red hair. And he is also like 32, 33. Now, basically, last year in April, I transferred departments. And, you know, everything's fine. I'm minding my own little business. So about 2 weeks in, I'm walking up the stairs with this lady. And we're talking. And then she speaks to Jay. And, you know, he says hi and all that stuff. Then he speaks to me. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And I go about my business. Okay. Later that day, he sees me, and he's like, I've always wanted to talk to you, but you always seem like you're in your own little world. He wasn't lying, because I am. I'm usually thinking about a million things. I'm listening to music, or I'm listening to a movie, or some damn series that I'm not really paying attention to, but whatever. Either way, I'm not listening to nobody. Okay, so as time goes on, you know, maybe like a week later, he's like, I want to introduce you to my friend Kay. I'm like, okay, whatever.
He introduces me. Okay. Well, about a week later, Jay tells me that Kay has a crush on me. And I'm like, oh, well, at this point, like, I'm in love with somebody right now. Like, very much in love. I don't want him. I don't. I'm good. So, whatever. Well, Kay's never actually said anything to me. Like, to this day, he has never been like, yeah, I like you. I want to take you out on a date. All this shit. Okay. So, whatever. Well, as time goes on, I guess they get comfortable, especially Jay. And he's just, just being. I'm not gonna say guy, he's being a regular person because women talk about sex at work too. Even they're not supposed to, and company policies, blah 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 blah. I've been working since I was 16. I know how this works, People talk about sex at work. It's just one of those things. Like, you're not supposed to talk about religion, politics, or sex, but people do. It's whatever, it don't bother me. It's cool. But Jay would say stuff like, oh, if I wasn't married, quote unquote married, me and you would have a lot of fun. Let's get to this. Look, I don't have a type. It's not all about looks and personality. It's about, yeah, the personality's in the inside. It's not about the looks. According to my friends, they always say I only hook up or date fine men. Thank you, I have immaculate taste. We know this. Look wise, because the personality would be some bullshit. But yes. So neither one of them is somebody I would actually be with. Not just looks wise, but they're childish as fuck and they act weird as hell and they pretend they're cops. Like, Jay really wants to be a cop, but long story short, he couldn't pass the test to be one. And so I guess he's living his fantasy out by doing other things. Anyway, back to the bullshit. So yeah, so he would be like, if I wasn't married, then me and you would have a lot of fun together and all this stuff. So no. Then he says shit that's like, oh, you and Kay would have beautiful mixed babies. Like, they'll be so cute. They'll have red curly hair and blue eyes. No. Because guess what? I'm not fucking that man. So now. Ew. So anyway, like, this is basically like it's going on for months at this point. That's all I hear. All I hear about is sex and all this stuff. And then that's all they talk about. It's whatever. Mind you, I have other groups of friends. Okay, these two aren't my friends. They're just fucking weirdos. But sometimes with my friends and then we speak to them and go about our business, but I'm never with J and K. First of all, they hang out with weird ass people. When I tell you these folks is weird, they're weird, and like, I don't judge people and the shit that they like, but it's like the stuff they talk about, I'm like, y'all should be locked up. Like, y'all don't deserve families, you don't deserve kids, like, you don't deserve nothing. Like, you need to be somewhere locked the fuck up. They're that kind of weird. Well, anyway. So basically, Jay's always like, your friends keep you away from us. You're never with us. You don't, blah, blah, blah. Fuck ever. And then he's like, well, you don't even want to come out with us when we invite you. First of all, y'all don't be going nowhere I want to fucking go. Even if I did want to go, like, y'all don't go nowhere where I wanted to go anyway. That's the issue. So yeah, whatever. So basically, at this point, y'all, like, it's kind of tame. So, like, I could tell you what the stuff he says, but it's nothing really that you're like, what's the HRK supposed to be about? I'm gonna get to that. So, I just want to give y'all a quick little rundown of the bullshit that basically has. Like, you're gonna see from just basically mundane shit like that, and it's gonna escalate, and then you're gonna be like, what the fuck? Okay. So, around November, December, this man starts, like, yelling my name through the building looking for me. This is Jay, by the way. Mind you, Kay don't really like. Kay'll talk to me alone, but he's like really shy. Like, he doesn't. He does a lot more when Jay's around. So, mind you, this is mainly Jay's the main reason, like, of all the bullshit. So, Jay is like yelling my name. And if you know me, I don't go by my government name. obviously, when I put on applications, you know, it'll have it. But when I introduce myself, it is Gigi. At work, my friends call me Gia. A group of these other girls, they call me Jen. But all my life, people have called me Gigi. That is what everyone knows me by. If, to be honest, most of these people don't even know my real fucking name, which is good. I don't care. But yeah, so he's yelling and stuff, and I'm just like, you're being fucking weird. Like, stop doing that. And I'm telling you, even, like, the people at work didn't even really know that was my real name until they were heard him yelling it, and, like, then they realized that they were talking, like, he was talking to me or yelling for me. And so, let's, well, before that, so basically, at this point in time, like I said, he is, like, yelling at me. First of all, don't do that, because I don't go by my name, so don't call me that. Second of all, even if I did go by that, don't be fucking yelling that. Like, what the fuck? So, this is when, like, I kind of started backing up, like, avoiding them, I guess, because of shit like this. So, I really wasn't fucking with them anyway. Like, I just never cared for them. But I wasn't just, like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, that, like, whatever. I could have, but you know how that shit goes at work. If you confront somebody about something, you're usually the one to get in trouble for it, not the person starting the bullshit or causing the problems. That's usually how it goes. Now, at this point, I'm avoiding them, and then he's just like, yeah, your friends don't let you work with us, like, we don't ever get to see you, they always keep you away, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck ever. So, let's go to, like, January this year. So, like I said, I'm still avoiding these folks, and he is, once again, like, basically, he'll see me across the building. He'll yell my government name. I don't respond. He'll take off running to come find me. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, this is going on for months at this point. And then my friends are like, what the fuck is going on? Like, then they start warning me. If they see him or if they hear him calling my name, they're like, yo, Jay is looking for you. Like, whatever. It's to the point now, I'm fucking running and hiding. And I'm not kidding. Like, I will take off and hide and go in somewhere. And, like, lock up somewhere. It's that bad. And then, like, they always find us. Like, they will go to the end of the earth to find me. Just to find me. Okay. So, this is where it's starting to escalate. Because now you're not just yelling at me. Like, you're physically, like, following me. It was one thing to run across the building to talk to me and then you left. But now it's like you're finding me and then you're just there all day trying to be with me. And then, like, if I'm walking and he could be on the other side and he'll see me walking. So he'll basically walk on the other side, but he'll just stare at me the whole time. And Kay does. And now Kay's starting to do it too. So now I'm like, you're both being fucking weird. But this is where the shit, this is where I'm like, okay. HR needs to know about this at this point. So, one day, it was, like, me and this other girl, and she's, like, 19. We're all together, and Jay is there. And I don't know what really, like, we were talking about, but I know, like, the girl asked me, she was, like, when you get older, does, like, your taste change or, like, what do you look for in a man, like, physically, because she was like, you know, a lot of people here, they, as they get older, you know, like, when they're younger, they don't try to date hot people, and then they're older, they realize, you know, it's not about looks. I said, for me, like, I just like what I like, so if everyone's different, like, I don't look for a certain thing, I don't look for a height, I don't look for a color, I don't, you know, so stuff like that. But I like the only things that on guys that I really, that can tell you that I always look at on guy, I look at their thighs because I like a guy with some nice thighs so I can sit on them hoes. I like nice hands, nice clean hands. And by that, like, I want them to be bigger than mine. Clean nails and stuff like that. And then I look at their ass. I look at mine, I look at yours. Okay. So Jay hears this. And Jay said, women have told him that he has ass like a woman. So he asked me, he's like, do you think I do? And I'm like, I've never looked at your fucking ass because I don't want to look at you. Like, so I was like, no. He is like, okay, well, hold on. He's like, I got a picture I'm going to show you. And I was like, okay, whatever. In my mind, I'm not thinking anything weird because he works out all the time. So I'm thinking it's like a gym picture because, like I told you, he follows me on Instagram. I don't follow him. But, like, I've looked at his page to show my friends. And he's had pictures where he's turned around. You know, you can see his back and, like, his butt and all this stuff. So I'm thinking it's something like that. I didn't think nothing of it. So he's like, oh, come here, look at it. So I go and look. And when I tell you, y'all, this man is on his fucking hands and knees, bro. Booty butt fucking naked asshole spread the fuck open. And I'm not fucking kidding. Like, I looked at it and I was like, what the fuck? And he starts laughing. He's like, well, do you think I've asked like a woman? I'm like, bitch, no. Like, you're fucking weird. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And I'm not, and the girl's like, what's wrong? I was like, you know, I can't even be over here. I'm dipping. And then she like kind of comes with me. And I never told her what it was. I was just like, he's fucking weird. Anyway, she eventually tells me that she is creeped out by him too. So anyway, so there's that. Then there's a thing where he was like talking about this gay guy at work. And now with him, for months, all I heard was being gay is wrong. It's a sin. All this stuff. If my child was gay, I would blah, blah, whatever. But he watches Lesbian Scissors, but whatever. But he has like a hatred for gay men. Well, there's this gay guy at work, and he's a very handsome man. You know, nice little cute walk, swaying the hips and all that. And then I was like, oh, he's so handsome. So Jay is like, yeah, he is. He was like, you know, and then this is what he said. He was like, I'm comfortable in my sexuality where I can admit that. And I was like, okay. Like, I didn't think nothing of it. Like, I was just like, okay. I'd be like, these girls are pretty. That don't mean, like, I want to, like, get with them. Like, that's just, but whatever. So then he says, oh, if I had sex with a man, I would have to have a dude on the DL. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, I couldn't have no femme, like a feminine guy. He has to be real masculine. That's all I want to do on a DL. I was like, or you could just get a gay man that's out, that's masculine. Like, what the fuck? So then he starts going into detail about the shit that he wants, and I'm looking like, what the fuck? Like, okay, why are you telling me this? Like, this is after the whole Buddha hole thing, so I'm already not liking him at this point. Never liked him, but now I'm just like disgusted by him. And mind you, I'm not talking because he's talking about having sex with a man. That's not it. I don't mind that. It's the fact that I've seen this fucking man's booty hole wide the fuck open. So I'm already disgusted. Then another day, he proceeds to tell me, while Kay is there, that he likes girls to pee in his mouth. Like I said, I don't give a fuck what you do. Just be safe. I don't judge people for their kinks and whatever gets them off. I don't care. Mind you, after he tells me this, I don't know why, but he was like, yeah, and I got a new toy because his wife was going to be gone after she had a green card. She's going to go back to wherever she's from for 3 months. I was like, okay, cool. Proceeds to show me a video of him using it. Why? And mind you, Kay is standing there. Kay is supposed to be your best friend. Kay is supposed to like me. And at this point, he still does like me. He still likes me, I'm saying at this point. But yeah, he still likes me this whole time. That's obviously not going to change because he's weird. But anyway, I'm like, you're showing me a picture of you jacking off. Or not a picture, a video. In front of your best friend who likes me. But why are you showing me a video of you jacking off to begin with? But I'm just like, there are so many things that were pissing me off about that situation. Because one, I don't want to be near y'all. Why are y'all over here? Two, why are you showing me this? Like, I don't deal with you. You're weird. It's just a bunch of weird shit. So
a lot of shit just keeps occurring. And like I said, they're stalking me, following me, and all this stuff. At one point, they, like, I don't want to say sandwich because they weren't on me, but I was, like, in between them. And I'm like, why do you think this is comfortable for a woman? Like, why would you try to put me in that situation? Like, they're both on either side of me. And I'm like, and at this point, I can't move because there's, like, a wall there. So I'm like, bet. So my thing is, I fight men. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you are. I don't care about your gender, your non-gender, whatever the fuck. I will beat the fuck out of you. Don't test me. So the fact that you put me in that situation, I was like, y'all need to fucking move. So I get a whole attitude. Mind you, my friend is like on the other side of the wall. And so I'm just like, I'm losing my fucking job today because I'm about to beat two fucking grown men's ass. And don't think I haven't done it before. And so, yeah. So they move and let me go. And I'm telling my friend, she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, and so, you know, she wants to, like, go off. And I'm just like, you gotta chill because, you know, this is going to go. Like I said, if you confront somebody, you're the one that gets in trouble. So all this is occurring. And mind you, they're still blowing up my phone, texting me. Well, not texting me. They're on Instagram messaging me. All this stuff. And before you say, why didn't you block them? Baby, it's evidence. So there's that. And like I said, it wasn't really weird at first. It was more like texting me like, where are you? Oh, are you coming to work today? Stuff like that. And things work related. And then sending the pictures of them together at work. But other than that, nothing weird. Maybe like an Instagram video or a meme or something. So yeah. So this was the final straw, which was last week. Now, I'm by myself in the morning getting my little things together. And this is like, there's like 3 days where this shit has happened. So, first day I come in, I did like a little wash and go, cute, curly, whatever, you know, looking nice. I see Jay, he's like, hey, good morning, I like your hair. And I'm like, thank you, go about my business. And he's like, yeah, Kay would really like that. He's going to think it's so sexy. And I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, at this point, like, I hate everything about them. Like, but I'm trying to be professional because I'm at work. But I really want to be like, I fucking can't stand either one of y'all. But anyway, so later on that day, he comes up. He's like, oh, yeah, I just want to play in your hair. Can I? I'm like, don't touch me. Don't touch my hair. Don't do none of that fucking shit. So next day, he sees me, and once again, I'm getting my little stuff together, and he's acting like he hasn't seen me, and he's like, oh, I'm so excited to see you. I want to work with you today and be by you. And I was like, you just saw me yesterday. And he's like, yeah, but your friends keep me away from you. And I'm like, you wonder why? You're fucking weird. Now, I'm like, whatever. So I'm sitting there. My manager walks up to tell me something. At this point, the two of them, Jay and Kay, walk off. And I'm like, okay, cool. My manager can see I'm annoyed. And he's like, what, like, are you good? Like, what's wrong? And I'm just like, nothing. Like, I'm just, I was like, I'm just over it. Like, and he's like, I know what you want to say without telling me. And then I was just like, I kind of looked at him like, are you like, no, because I like the way I said it made me sound like I'm tired, like tired of work. And that's, I mean, I am, everyone's tired of work, but that's not what it is. And he was just like, are they bothering you? And I just looked at him because he's like, you can tell me if, especially him, if he's bothering me or bothering you, you know. And before I could open my mouth, Jay comes back over and he was like, calling it all my government name. And says, when you're done, can you come down here with us? I just flat out say no. And Jay's like, please, 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 please. Like, he's always begging me to come down there and work with them. I'm like, no. So he walks off. My manager was like, what's going on? And I was just like, mind you, I'm not trying to tell my manager, like, in the middle of the floor. And I'm like, I know he wasn't really trying to get me to spill it right there, but he was just like, what's going on? Like, is something serious, or are you, like, you're just tired? And I was just like, it's serious. And he was like, go make an HR case. Because I guess, you know, he already knows what's really up anyway, because he was like, I'm not saying there's reports or anything, but you should go report it. And I was just like, what the fuck? That's weird. But I knew what he was saying, and I was just like, okay. Mind you, months ago, my friend at work had already told me that her cousin knows him. And apparently this man has changed his name because of certain things. And apparently he has a lot of cases open at our job, yet to have something done about it, because he's been there for years. So that morning, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. But like, HR wasn't really open, I guess you could say, at that point in time. They were still kind of, you know, just getting in there. So me and this other girl are working, and once again they find us. And at this point, he makes a comment on my shirt. Excuse me. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? Basically, they're just like looking me up and down and shit. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Well, I don't know how it went from looking at my shirt to old dude talking about me giving head. And I was just like, what the fuck are y'all on? And then I was like, I don't even fucking do that. If y'all know me, y'all know a bitch lying. Y'all know a bitch lying. But whatever. I was just like, no, I don't do that. And then Kay was like, at least you're honest about it, because some girls would be like, they're an expert, and then they get down there and it's like, damn bitch, you ain't never sucked dick before. I'm looking at him like, who's giving you fucking head? Like, who the fuck? Anyway. And then, so Jay proceeds to talk about Kay's ex-girlfriend. And apparently, she was like, according to him, I ain't never seen this lady. She's like on like 600-pound life type of, you know. And he's always dogging this lady out. And then I'm like, but Kay isn't small. Kay is 6'4", and he weighs at least a good 400 pounds. So I'm looking like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you always dogging out this bigger lady? And then it went from that to him talking about Jay was like, for me to go down on a girl, like, they have to look a certain way and have a fat ass and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck ever. I just want y'all to get away from me at this point. So, mind you, I'm still waiting on HR to get their shit together so I can go in there. Then he proceeds to tell me, like, about this club that we have down here. Basically, you can go watch porn. It's one of those type of clubs. Like, you know, you go look at a little booth and whatever. Apparently, people have sex in there. Like, I've never been, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And then he tells me, he was like, about the things going on in there. And he was like, would you be, like, grossed out if you saw two men having sex? And I'm like, I was like, it's a gay thing? He's like, no, they have different things. He's like, no, there's like girls and girls, or girls and guys, you know, stuff like that, or whatever. And then he proceeds to tell me, like, he watched two guys do something and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, do you want to go? And I'm like, no. He was like, oh, we can invite Kay. And I'm like, no. And Kay said he would be down to go. And I'm looking like, you're not going to go, because you're fucking, no, you're not. Like, he's just not the type. But, because Kay doesn't say anything. Like, if we're alone, he doesn't say, like, sexual things. Like, he's never on that. Like, he basically just tells me, like, you know, we have regular conversation. Like, tell him about life and stuff like that. But when Jay's around, that's when he wants to say shit. And you're like, okay, you're just trying to impress old dude. But my thing is, I'm like, aren't you fucking married? Why are you inviting me to watch basically porn with you? So there's that. So then he comes and he like walks behind me, like he like, oh, excuse me, I gotta grab this, and I'm like, whatever. So I move. Then he proceeds to like rub his hand like around my back, like, so basically starts from like my left side, goes all the way around my back to the right, and I'm looking like, okay, that's fucking it, like, you're touching me at this point, I'm done. Like, mind you, I'm already pissed the fuck off, there's like a lot of shit. Realistically, the whole booty hole thing set me off, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just avoid him. But then he touched me, so I went to the fucking HR folks, right? So I go and tell him, I'm just like, look, I can't even fucking work in peace, and this hasn't been going on for a year, but it just escalated in the last like 6 months. And so, you know, I fill out the paperwork and all this stuff, and however this shit goes. And then I put both of their names down, because like I said, Kay has been acting really weird too. Like, he's starting to follow me too. And like, Kay has been waiting outside for me after work, and he somehow always manages to park next to me. And so recently I've been like, say I park and then I see him park, because I don't jump out of my car when I get to work. I kind of sit there for a little bit. So say he parks next to me, I will move my car. Like, I wait till he goes in the building, then I move my car, because like, he waits on me, like, it's, he's just fucking weird. So basically I put both of their names down. Well, at some point, like, I want to say this is like Tuesday. By Wednesday, why the fuck did HR close my case but nothing's done? And I'm looking like, what the fuck? Like, they close it, because you can check online if your cases are open or whatever. So I'm texting my friend about it, and then she was like, what do you mean? And I'm just like, no, bitch, like, they just closed the case. There's nothing done. They didn't ask me no more questions. They weren't like, do you have any evidence? Like, because I told them, I was like, they message me all the time. And like I said, the messages have been getting weirder and weirder. And like I wrote down everything. So, because it was like, where do they message you? Are they texting you? Or is it like on an app or social media? And I was like, it's on Instagram. Like, I filled out everything. These people never not once asked to see the messages. They never asked anything. And then I told them, I'm like, this happens in front of other people. They never asked, like, they asked who has seen the incident occur, and I put like three people down, and mind you, they said I could, they didn't care. And one of my friends said, like, she was like, if you want to go back and open the case, I will go with you when you do, so they know that like, you have a witness. But they never asked none of these people no questions, no nothing. So my issue is, like I said at the beginning, HR literally does not do fucking shit. Now, I'm talking to them, and I'm like, if dude talks to me, like, I want to fight him at this point. Like, you're making me uncomfortable to the point where I want to beat the fuck out of you. Now, if I do that, I would be in the wrong. So, my thing was, I was like, okay, so if I had punched dude when he touched me, y'all would have had something to say to me. But not because he's touching me, but it's because I punched him for touching me. So I didn't do it. But it's the fact that I'm literally doing what y'all tell me to do. I'm following the fucking rules of, you're being sexually harassed, go to HR. HR ain't doing fucking shit. They're closing my fucking case. So I'm talking to this other girl, and she tells me, she was like, she said that she put one in about a month ago now, and they said they closed hers too. So this man, two people at this point within the last month have reported this man, and y'all aren't doing anything about it. There's multiple people who are like reporting this man, and nothing gets done. And this isn't just at the job I am at now. It's a lot of jobs. To be honest, it's probably every fucking job, but all the jobs I worked at have, you know. When I was in management, when I worked in retail, I mean, a person had a case on them, and there was no investigation. I know this girl came up to me, and she was like, why didn't you tell me so-and-so about him? You know, he did X, Y, and Z to me. He said this and that, tried to touch me, or he did touch her. Like, I can't remember all the details. And I'm looking like, I just walked in the door at this point. Like, I didn't even clock in or nothing. So I was like, you have to go and, like, report it to, like, our HR person, because I'm not the HR person. Like, I can go in there with you, but I can't, you know, like, that's not my job. So obviously nothing gets done. Then she's looking at me and I'm like, I don't have any jurisdiction over that. I might be in management, but I can't do nothing about that. That's the issue. Like, things happen, nothing gets done, nothing was ever investigated. Like, I know the head manager asked me about it. She was like, what do you know about this? And I was like, and I told her, I was like, this is the only thing I know. When I walked in the door, she told me. I said, other than that, I don't know. I haven't heard nothing else. She never investigated or nothing. And then the guy said, you know, obviously he said he never did it and all this stuff. And I'd seen him recently and he told me, he was like, he said something about it. Because I don't know, we were just talking about where we used to work. And he was like, yeah, and that bullshit they try to pull about the whole sexual harassment thing. And I was just like, I was like, so did you ever say anything? He's like, no. Mind you, this lady, the day she told me this stuff, this was her second day. So I was like, what the fuck? He was like, I didn't even know, old girl. So why would I even? And I was like, I don't know. Because men do shit. Women do shit too. But I was like, stuff happens. I don't know. And he's like, no, I don't even know that lady. He said he just knows, basically, like, the other manager, she was head of HR. Basically said something like, I heard you were hooking, like, well, she's like, I heard you were having sexual intercourse in the break room, and we're not supposed to do that. That's as far as that went. That as far as it went. And then that's all she said to him, and that was it. So, like I said, nothing was done. So, yeah. This isn't the first job. HR don't do shit. It's not going to be the last. It's just the fact that there's multiple cases open or have been open on this man and nothing gets done. And I think that needs to change. And it's pissing me off because you see why people don't say things. This is why people don't tell. They don't come for help. They don't do anything except let the shit happen to them. Now, realistically, I probably could have came earlier, but one of my reasons why I never said anything is because I knew nothing was going to fucking happen. This is a big ass company. And my issue is, you can afford to lose this person or these two people. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. You're just going to replace them with something else or somebody else. Like, it's not going to hurt y'all. But I'm like, this is why people don't come forward. It's because they know shit doesn't get done. And then another reason why I went is because my manager really told me to go. If he didn't say to go, I probably would have never done it. I had been thinking about it, but I was like, whatever. I'll just avoid him like I've been doing. But yeah, and then later that day he came and asked and he was like, hey, did you go and talk to HR? I just want to check on you. And I was like, yeah, I did it. So, I mean, at least he cares. Like I said, but he can't do nothing about it because he's not HR. He doesn't have the power to, you know, he can't really fire people. Like, he's just over folks. And he, like, that's the thing. Like, when I was in management, I could fire people for certain things. Like, oh, you're eating time on the clock. You sat there for 8 hours and didn't work. Or you're constantly late, or you're doing X, Y, and Z. Yeah. If I saw him, like, sexual harass somebody, yeah, I could have fired him then. But when it came to report, I couldn't do it. So, like, my manager, it's the same thing. When it comes to stuff like that, that goes to HR. It doesn't even go to him. So, I'm like, what's the point? So, basically, I guess when I go in there tomorrow, I'm going to go talk to my manager and just be like, hey, they closed my case down without doing anything. So, yeah. I know he's going to be there tomorrow. I already know it. The two guys, Jay and Kay, I know they're gonna be there. But yeah, y'all, that's just what I've been dealing with, and that's probably another reason why I haven't been on here. I've just been dealing with that shit. It's been irking me, and I've, like I said, I've been moving, doing school, work, trying to live my life. And y'all, oh my gosh, speaking of that, living my life, y'all, I almost died. Okay, I'm being dramatic at this point, but I thought I was. So, this is like a side story. This is basically, y'all, I was bartending this party and everything was fine. And somebody in there had beef with somebody else because somebody said something about his baby mama being a hoe. Apparently, she's a known hoe. I don't know. I don't judge folks, so I don't really call people hoes. I mean, hell, if you want to fuck a lot of people, that's you. I don't care. So, but apparently she does. Then the dude said, fuck your baby. Then the shit started. Then they wanted to start shooting outside. And, hoo, child. Yes, but I was on the ground. Then we had to, like, go out the back through, like, basically, like, this utility closet to, like, behind the bar. With, like, the water heat and everything to get through the back door. Child, when I tell you, it was so... Whew, Lord. But, yes, y'all, that I've just been dealing with a lot of stuff. Your girl thought about a lot of shit when I was on the ground. Like, you don't understand. I was scared. I really was only... The reason I was more scared than anything was because I couldn't see where they were. That was the issue. At one point, they were inside the building, and then they were outside, and that's the thing. So, I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on, and that's what really scared the fuck out of me. But, yeah. And, as you know, we've made the news. Good old Chattanooga, because after that school shooting in Texas, which was really fucked up, like, that weekend, like, apparently there were some teens and people in their early 20s were, like, downtown, and they were shooting at each other, and I think two people passed away from that, and there was, like, a 6 or 7 people injured. And then, like, last night, well, early, I'm recording this on Sunday, so it was, like, early Sunday morning. Apparently, like, 20 people got shot or something, and then 10 people passed, or not 10, 2 people passed away. I don't know if that's gonna make the news yet, but, like, the one with the teens and stuff, it was, like, on ABC News and shit like that, and CNN, because I had people from out of town texting me about it, and I was like, oh, Lord. So, yeah, I was around there when that was happening, too, and I was like, but we had, like, left, like, just in time, like, a couple minutes before, so I was like, okay. I don't know what's going on with this city, y'all. Like, we're usually not like this. I don't know. I'm gonna keep my little ass in the house, so whatever. But yes, y'all, like I said, I've been going through it. But the one that had, like, the big number last night with the 20-something people, I wasn't there. But I know somebody that was there. But she's fine. I think she, like, sprained her ankle. But yeah, y'all, like I said, I've just been really busy. Been trying to stay alive. Been trying to get this edumacation, get this bread, you know, a move. And yeah, so I'm sorry if I sound super tired recording this. I just know I'm not gonna have time tomorrow or really ever, until later. But I wanted to give out an episode because I miss talking to y'all. But yeah, I just had to get that off my chest because it was pissing me off. It just fucking sucks, dude, that, like, there's policies in place to help people with certain things, and then the job doesn't implement them. And then people wonder why things get out of hand. And people go out of the way to do certain things, you know, because it's like, oh, if they're not gonna do something, I'm gonna do something about it. And then you wanna get mad at them. But, yeah. I'm done rambling. I'm sorry, y'all. I hope y'all could, like, get the gist of what's going on. Like, I really couldn't give you everything because a lot of shit has happened. There's so much. But those were, like, the last couple months has just been some bullshit, and it just, it's escalated and it's pushed me, so I just had to let y'all know about it. But yeah, the shirts. Okay, before I forget, the shirts are, well, the design and everything is done. The shirts I wanted, the brand, they didn't have them in a lot of the sizes. Like, they only have a limited number, or like at the place I was going to use, they were out of the smalls. So I was like, well, I don't want to launch a shirt and they don't have any small options. So, because I know at least like two of my friends that I know are guaranteed to buy the shirts, they're smalls. And then I was like, well, that's not fair. So I was like, I just got to wait till they get back in stock. But once they get back in stock, I'm going to drop them because everything is done. But yeah, hopefully I will catch y'all next week. I should, because I'm basically almost done with school, y'all. I just got 3 tests this week. And then in 2 weeks, I got my final. So your girl's going to be done. So yeah. I'll have more time. Especially in the next couple weeks, I'll have more time to record things. So, I was just making sure I didn't have anything else that I needed to tell y'all about anything. Also, YouTube is going to be starting soon. I have everything. I've had it for a while before I moved. But I just didn't want to set it up and then take it down and reset it up because it would be pointless. But yeah, once I actually finish unpacking everything and have everything set up that I want to, I'm going to set up my recording space and everything for YouTube and all that stuff. And I'll be making videos. But y'all, let me know if you had any experience with, you know, HR not doing fucking shit. It could be within, you know, about anything. But yeah, especially with sexual harassment cases, I feel like they really don't get looked into at all. So just let me know. Let me know what I should do, if y'all have any suggestions. Because I'm telling you right now that if I have to handle it, it's not going to be a pretty sight. I just want to say that now, so they might want to do it before I do. Because, you know, I'm tired. I'm just tired. So yeah. But let me know if y'all have any suggestion of what I should do, and I will see y'all next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.